Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley, Dave on Fleiss, and I don't know what happened to Brandon. We're trying to get him on the phone now, but we will hopefully have him. He is living in a tent down there in New Orleans, trying to help people understand what's taking place and how people's properties are being stolen right out from underneath them. He's trying to save their properties. If you didn't hear earlier, Rodney called in and said that there are some federalized towns. They are New Orleans, Detroit, a.k.a. Super Bowl City, L.A., Las Vegas, New York, Washington, D.C., and Kansas City, Missouri. Now, we have on the line with us right now Charles in Missouri, who said that he is an insurance adjuster. Is that correct, insurance adjuster?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And that you were saying that you believe that, yes, that was that town was blown away intentionally.
Well, Joyce, when I got out of the Air Force and went to work for the Department of Commerce as an engineer in the weather department, Weather Bureau, and I've worked hurricanes since 1979 was the first time I was chief engineer at a station that was monitoring hurricanes. I've done it all one way, up and down the other, and the challenge is for anybody today to take a picture of the sky and compare it to a chart that was made somewhere in the 50s, late 50s, early 60s of the weather. They don't match. You don't get the cirrus you used to get. You get these feathered chemtrails.
That's right.
I know all this stuff. Dennis went in as a tornado, and they overstretched it and popped it, and there was very little damage comparatively. Right now, we're at $200 to $300 billion on Katrina.
$200 to $300 billion?
$1 billion. That's insured and uninsured property loss.
What about loss of life?
Joyce, loss of life is relative because you don't know how many people were killed resisting compliance with FEMA directive, which is all hidden by the White House right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I went down there hoping to get in a luxury apartment, work with the chief fellow that was running the storm for this insurance company, a major insurance company, Snoopy's is idol, and they totally messed up everything. We went so deep that we couldn't get internet connections. I mean, I'm telling you about a massive beyond screw-up that Joan Beyond talked about. But the point is that she's right. The target was they don't care about that. What they care about is this Global 21 agenda. There's so much to it. And I don't want to go into all that. I'm a regular listener, and every day my prayers go out to you and Dave.
Thank you.
And I'm telling these folks that you need to listen to this girl and this guy.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
right.
that. And
you
got
good
information. Thank you so very much. And please do encourage people to listen to the Power Hour. Listen to Genesis Network all day long. Some programs you might not like, some you might like. And I encourage people to get these little dinky tiny shortwave radios for $29.99. And if you've got a best friend and they're willing to listen, but they say, I don't have a shortwave, get them this one. And even tell them, if you don't like it, you don't have to pay me for it. Just get a shortwave radio for these people. Have them available. They are so inexpensive, and they give you so much information. And we have got to take our numbers times 10 and times 20, and the only way to do that is by getting converts. And when they hear this kind of information, when they hear fact after fact and not opinion, they're going to understand what is taking place in this country. And so many people are just hungry for the truth because they know the CNN garbage is nothing but that. But they don't have anything else because they don't know necessarily about anything else such as shortwave radio. Now, why are so many good people on shortwave radio? Because they can't get on any other programs, any other networks. Why? Because they don't toe the company line. And that's what you're going to find out, is you toe the company line, and you can stay on those mainstream networks. I have to say my hat is off to Randy Rhodes right now, because Randy is doing an amazing job, and she's still on the air on Air America. She's doing a great job. We'll be right back after this three-minute break. Stay tuned. Back with the Power Hour.
This is Joyce Riley, and most of you know I've searched for over 5 years to find something to help the vets. Well, I've found something that will help everybody. Miracle Tooth soap, neutralizer, gel, and skin moisturizer have prompted testimonies from people all over the country. Around the house, it's gentle enough to wash your hair, strong enough for your toughest jobs. In a garden, it controls pests and can increase your yield 200%. We've all heard news stories about products that cause cancer, birth defects, or other health problems. Well, many people who have used Miracle Tooth products have stated that they have literally washed their problems away. The folks from Miracle Tooth don't have to make these claims. Their customers do it for them. Try Miracle Tooth, and you just might find yourself working miracles in your home. Call the Power Hour order line, 877-485-3838. Place your order today and start having miracles in your life. Call 877-485-3838. Miracle Tooth isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Listen to the NutriMedical Report. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, a pro-life physician who has worked as a contract civilian doctor with top classified U.S. companies and the military. We talk about the facts about the dangers of mercury and aluminum and cancer viruses in your vaccines, mind control technologies, non-lethal weapons, not-so-depleted uranium exposure of our troops, and government-sponsored terrorism of Oklahoma City and 9/11. With micronukes and controlled munitions, contrails and globalist-directed weather disaster of New World Orleans and the Patriot Act plan for a national ID, coming American Hiroshima and the avian flu pandemic, to name a few. I interview experts on functional medical wellness, and thousands of the best science-based health supplements are available at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call 888-212-8871. Inform yourself and take action to control your destiny and the destiny of America and our world at NutriMedical.com. Or call 888-212-8871.
Everybody, this is Joyce Riley and Dave Von Kleist. We all know that knowledge is power. This is the Power Hour. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of this radio station. Not necessarily, I say. And hopefully Dave will be joining us at the end of the program for those of you who are really, really, really missing Dave and needing to hear that we will not stop. Well, you'll be able to hear it at the end of the program. Hopefully, he'll be able to get in. He was with us in the very beginning of the program today for a few minutes. If you didn't see Flight 93 last night, check it out tonight. You're going to see a lot of interesting colors. A lot of interesting information. Those of you who know what I'm talking about with the orange and blue, which seems to be everywhere now. Okay, we're going to go back to the subject of New Orleans right now. And the eminent domain issue we were talking about with Joan Vian a little while ago. We have joining us Brandon Darby, who is there in New Orleans. He has been sleeping in a tent, as I understand, and he is trying to save these people from losing their homes. And we want to find out how he's doing it and what is really going on in New Orleans, because I don't think we're getting the picture right now. The website is commongroundrelief.org. Go to today's guest and click on it. commongroundrelief.org. I want to say thank you very much, Brandon Darby, for joining us today on the Power Hour.
Thank you very much.
Okay, how did you get down there in the first place, and how long have you been there, Brandon?
I've been here since the storm. Hey, before I start that, I'll tell you, today I'm having allergy problems. I have apparently I have allergies to the mold that's in people's homes down here. And many of us down here have allergy problems, even those of us that haven't had allergies before coming here, cleaning out homes and trying to get people back in their homes.
I'm sorry to hear that. You know, we have something that we have here at the Power Hour that we had a doctor on the other day who was saying is perfect for the people down in New Orleans. And if I can get your address after the program, I will send you some. It's a pill that you take, but it just seems to be amazing. It really is killing the fungus.
We appreciate that down here. One of the things that we've been doing is we've been trying to challenge the eminent domain, the use of eminent domain down here on so many people's homes. And the way we're doing that is we're going into specific areas of town where the city government, along with industries and commercial interests, are trying to take it over. And we're putting people back in their homes in a grid pattern across the areas so that no large swath of land can be taken. Unfortunately, that means that there's a number of people that are living in homes without sheetrock or without electricity that simply have the sheetrock and the mold pulled out, the mold remediated with bleach, and they live with generators, the ones that can afford it and the ones we can afford to help with generators. And others live in darkness. And that's what's going on down here. And those are the type of efforts that are having to be made to resist this this land grab.
Okay, tell me again. Now, the date of the storm was what?
I believe it was in late August. It was in August 29th or August 28th.
August 29th. So we're talking about people who have literally been 4 months now, 4 months living in the darkness. I mean, we can't even conceive of what's going on down there. Give us a picture of what's taking place. I mean, are there entire areas that are just, you know, mile after mile of people that are homeless?
There's roughly 225,000 people whose homes have been were flooded in this city of New Orleans. Most of the homes that were flooded belong to historically neglected black communities, and they you know, again, we have to look at it and picture of what really happened. What happened here was 1 year ago, or over 1 year ago, Hurricane Ivan was coming towards New Orleans, and the storm was coming right towards the city. The city evacuated 80% of the people, and then 20% were left here because they had no transportation. Mm-hmm. And they were so impoverished that they did not have transportation. The storm turned at the last moment and hit Alabama and Mississippi and Florida. And the federal government gave Mayor Ray Nagin $17 million to develop an evacuation plan so that 20% were not left again if another storm was to come, were to come. The storm came a year later, and that was Hurricane Katrina. And once again, 80% of the people were evacuated. 20% were left here to die. They knew that this would happen. It happened. And we saw these people stranded on their rooftops, sitting on highway overpasses, sitting in the convention center and the Superdome, without water, without food, living in their own excrement. And we saw this as a nation. We saw these people crying for help, for water, for their elderly patients, some of them were nurses, for their elderly grandparents, for their babies. They were crying for water. They were saying, please help us, God, please help us. And we as a nation sat and watched this.
That's right. We sat and watched it. I mean, even the television anchors going in, like Dr. Sanjay Gupta, going into the hospital down there, they couldn't get in there for 4 days, which we know that we have the AeroVac equipment to do that. The U.S. Air Force does. We could have gone in there and AeroVac those people out of there, but we chose not to, or they chose not to. And when Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who is the neurosurgeon for CNN, you know, the pretty television doctor,
right,
when he can go in there and he can film everybody, but he can't take any sick people out with him, that is just despicable.
Or they can't bring water to these people.
Exactly.
So,
right.
So you asked what was going on, and I had to preface it with that. These same people that we as a nation sat back and said, how can this happen in the United States of America? This shall never happen again. And I know that myself and my friends and my family and those that I'm in contact with collectively had that same thought, like, this can never happen again. What went wrong? These same people are being discouraged from coming home. They were left to die. Then when they made their way to the Superdome and to the convention center, they were shot at and called looters. They were left at the convention center without water, without food. And then they were made to get on buses, and they were shipped across the entire nation. We have people, and we have 2,400 in San Francisco, the San Francisco area alone, of New Orleans residents. We have people in Alaska. We have people in Washington State. We have people in Alabama and Georgia. There are people that have been shipped across this country. They have not been given the ability to come back home. They are impoverished people.
Yeah.
They have had to spend all of their energies fighting constant FEMA deadlines. FEMA constantly threatens to cut them off and stop funding the hotels they stay at or the shelters they stay at. And they have to fight this constantly. Constantly, and we have to fight it constantly. So the energy that they would need to come back home and figure it out, they don't get to have. And so they don't get that right that all of us have to our own private property and to our own homes and to our own communities. They don't have that right. They're across the country in California and in Alaska and in Washington State. They can't make it home. And this city has restricted access. And FEMA, funding the cities, allowing the city to dictate what happens, they have restricted services to certain areas that developers have historically wanted to gentrify and to take over. And they've restricted the services so that people would not be able to come home, and then the land would be cheap, and then the developers could take the land. That's what we're seeing here today in New Orleans.
Yeah, I am just, I mean, it's got to be overwhelming to you, and I admire you so much for being down there. Are you from New Orleans, Brandon?
No, ma'am. I'm from Texas. I was born in Pasadena, Texas.
Oh.
And I've spent the last 8 years living, for the most part, in Austin, Texas.
So how did you get to New Orleans?
Well, that's a long story. Many years ago, one of the things I've always been concerned with in my life is how prisoners are treated. In this country, and some of the conditions that some prisoners go through, in particular prisoners that have been exonerated, and even though they were exonerated, many of them don't get exonerated until they're in their 70s or 80s, and then they're exonerated for the crimes, and then they have 10 to 20 years of civil suits to go through before they get any money from the state for the wrongs that have happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
So they live those 10 or 20 years impoverished, without any resources. I met a man named Robert King Wilkerson, who's somewhat of a celebrity in the movement for prisoners, for the mistreatment of prisoners and the mistreatment of those who have been falsely accused and then were later exonerated. He belongs to a group called the Angola Three, which are three former Black Panther Party members that were imprisoned in the 60s and 70s in Angola prison in Louisiana. He finally was exonerated and got out after 29 years in solitary confinement. And I met him after he got out, and I was immediately touched by his story and began to work with him, began to learn from him. And he became a very close person to me in my pursuit to create social justice or to work towards social justice and to help in those that our society has left behind and that others in our society have for financial reasons, have kept incarcerated or kept in bad conditions. He lived in New Orleans, so I came to New Orleans frequently and worked with prisoners and worked with former prisoners. I moved here ultimately to work with prisoners and ended up moving back to Austin. But when Hurricane Katrina came, I knew that my friend was in his house. I knew that he was in his house. He called me the day the storm hit, because the storm isn't what did this. It was the failure to maintain the levees. It was taking the dollars from the levees.
Well, are the people believing down there that the levees were blown?
Some people believe that. Some people don't. I don't think it's good to go there. I think that what we need to look at, what we know for sure, is that there has been a history of the dollars for these levees not being spent, not being put into the levees.
Okay, we're going to be back in 4 minutes with Brandon Darby, and we'll take your phone calls at the bottom of the hour for Brandon Darby. I'm going to find out. I understand he's living in a tent. We'll find out about that and what we can do to help Brandon Darby save their homes. Back in 4 minutes. Stay tuned.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and order your maca today. Maca, now you'll know the secret.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley, Dave Von Kleist, and I want to remind you, if you don't have a water filtration system, get the Big Berkey. I got my Royal Berkey, and it is so much bigger with so much more water in it that you can have clearance or have filtered. I really encourage you, if you haven't gotten it, the Royal Berkey is much bigger than the regular Berkey, and it is stainless steel, and that's what I like about it. I prefer stainless steel over the plastic. It's normally $329. It's on special for $299 from the Power Hour. And please, if you don't have one or if your family member doesn't have water filtration, please get it. You can call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. www.thepowerhour.com. Brendan Darby's joining us from New Orleans. He is a real hero. He is trying to save the property of those who have been devastated in New Orleans. You know, we've gone on about our lives, but they haven't. And they're having their lives altered forever by having their property removed from them, and Brandon's trying to save that. Now, Brandon, I understand, is it true that you have been living in a tent while you've been down there?
I have been living in a tent, and I have been living in the lower ninth ward in a gutted home with no windows, and for many reasons. One reason is to keep an eye on what the contractors and what the government is doing in the lower ninth ward. You know, there's a couple of things to say to you, and I'd really like to tell you what's happening in the lives of these people and what's needed in their lives to help them. And then I want to tell you what's happening with Homeland Security and what the government is doing to benefit private interests in this city. And I want to say what's needed with that.
Okay.
And the need for Americans to come down here and see for themselves what their government is doing and how corrupt it has gotten and how out of line with our Constitution, how out of line with what we are taught, what we are raised to believe that we are about. It is completely out of line right now. This morning, and we have had more interactions with Homeland Security. We get harassed. Many of the aid workers get harassed by Homeland Security, and it causes a very big problem, and it disrupts us from being able to help people. And they're doing so because they're not about Homeland Security. They are political police. They are out here, and they are making sure that anyone that stands in the way of economic interests that fund them and that control them, that we are shut down. And this is something we're going through. And so it's very important and it's very appreciated that you have us on your show, and have myself on your show, and that other people and other shows have us on their shows. We appreciate that because when we speak what's going on down here and we say it to a number of people, it provides protection for us to continue to help these people keep their community and their right to return and to keep their homes and their private property.
Well, absolutely, and I commend you for having been there all this time. And we do want to, before we go off the air, we do want to make sure we've got quite a bit of time left, but I don't want to forget to let people find out how they can help those that are down there, because that's a real priority of ours right now. But go ahead and tell us the status of what is the government doing to this area down there. I mean, what's really happening down there?
We have elderly people living in moldy homes with holes in the roof. FEMA has not tarped the roof like they did on the predominantly white side of parts of town in an effort to keep these people out and to change the face of the city and to change the color of the city is what they said initially. They have not tarped roofs. We find elderly people daily. We have 1,100 people, most of them elderly, that are on our list for homes to be gutted. And when I say gutted, keep in mind, these are homes that had some of them 8 feet of water in them. So structurally, they're sound, but they need to be gutted. They need to have the sheetrock and the insulation pulled out, and they need to be rewired. There are people living in these conditions. We do not have the resources. We do not have the staff to the number of volunteers necessary to get this done in a sufficient time period. We have elderly people living in moldy homes, coughing up things, getting rained on when it gets wet. It's nothing you would expect to see in India or Somalia, much less in the United States of America.
Well, we've got
that
plenty of money.
That is what's going on here.
But we've got plenty of money to go overseas and help the people in Pakistan and everywhere else. But yet we're not helping these people in New Orleans. See, everybody, I think, thinks that you guys are being taken care of down there. We need to hear this. We'll be back in 3 minutes with our guest, Brandon Darby. Stay tuned.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Tri-Vibes from Tri-Vortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Trivortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Tri-Vibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. Trivortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Trivortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Trivortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Trivortex.com. That's Trivortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Welcome back to Power Hour. We're talking about a real tragedy in this country, one that is affecting thousands and thousands of lives. And we have joining us today Brandon Darby, who is there, who's been sleeping in a house with no windows, in a tent. Listeners, he's doing the real deal thing. He is there. He's walking the walk, not just talking the talk. We need to find out how we can help him and some of the people down there. It seems like an overwhelming situation, and if it weren't for the Brandon Darbys, these people would have absolutely no hope, I'm sure. And I know, Brandon, you sound like you don't feel very well at all, you know, as a result of this mold infestation. And I definitely do want to get you some of the oregano and oregosin to help you out down there, because we know that there are some things that can work, but you probably don't have access to a whole lot down there right now. I mean, there must not be any creature comforts at all down there. I mean, there's no stores, there's no nothing, there's no money to buy anything. Even if you did have the money, there's no place to go to.
Well, something important to mention on this show and to tell people about is what's happening. What I've told you about is what's happening overall in the city. But I want to tell you about the Lower Ninth Ward. The Lower Ninth Ward is separated from the city by the Industrial Canal. And the Lower Ninth Ward has 14,000 homes, roughly 22,000 citizens. This is the most neglected area of New Orleans. This is the area that the government is trying to use eminent domain to take over 14,000 homes. The way was paved last year by the Supreme Court for eminent domain to be used for commercial, for private commercial development. And it is happening here. This is the first time in our nation's history that this is happening. on such a large scale to 14,000 homes. The people have been shipped around the country. They cannot get home. There's no way to, there's no plan to get them home from the government, from FEMA, from the city of New Orleans, from the state of Louisiana. And the government is wanting to bulldoze their homes. Many of them do need to be bulldozed. They're unsafe. Many of them do not need to be bulldozed, probably 70% of them. But the city is propagating in the mainstream media, and the federal government is propagating a myth that all of these homes are destroyed, discouraging residents from returning, restricting services, and they're trying to bulldoze these homes and give the land over to developers in the name of commercial interest and economic development. That is the piece of this. That there's every day there's 100 things going on that are just completely wrong, that are just wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, that encouraged me to give up my business and my life. My family is in Texas. I can't possibly leave here when I see this going on. And most people that come down here and see this, they don't leave either. They stay.
Wow.
And they give up things because these people's homes are getting taken from them. And that is where it gets really bizarre, because we're here, we're in the Lower Ninth Ward. We have a home in the Lower Ninth Ward that someone signed over to us to lease for free to help their community. We have community meetings there that have 40 to 50 residents that come twice a week. The residents are setting up roadblocks to stop bulldozers and to stop dump trucks from coming in their communities and bulldozing homes without the permission of the Americans that have owned the property for generations. This had one of the highest rates of black home ownership in the country, this area. People, their grandparents built these homes. Their great-grandparents built these homes. And they love their community. And there's this myth going out that they were drug dealers and pimps, and it's not the truth. It's not accurate. We're in this community. We're interacting with people. We're getting hundreds of calls a day from residents at the Common Ground Collective. And these people are being denied the right to return to their homes, their communities, their private property, however you want to see it. It's all the same. They're being denied the right to return. And so we are trying to get media attention to this fact, and we are trying to stop the bulldozing without the permission of the homeowners and of the private property owners and of those that live in these communities. That is where things get strange, and that is where Homeland Security steps in. We're defending people's rights. We're defending people's written rights in the Constitution, but somehow our federal government is in the pocket of private industry, and not in the business of protecting our freedom.
Now, how can we help you, though? What can we do? I know if you go to the website, commongroundrelief.org, I mean, it sounds so overwhelming right now, but Brandon, we want to be able to support you. Now, what would you recommend that people do? Do they need to come down there? Do they need to donate money, donate items? What do you recommend that we do?
I have personally made a commitment to the people of New Orleans that it will be over my dead or imprisoned body that a home gets bulldozed without the permission of a homeowner. If they are allowed to do this here, they will be allowed to do it all over this country. This is the first step at a major land grab. If this happens here and we don't do something about it, meaning if we don't come down here, if we don't contact those that are down here, like myself, if we don't resist this, if we don't actively challenge our government on this and make a stand, this is going to lower the standards and our rights across this country. And when you consider our global reach around the world in the 160 nations we have troops in and a military presence and an influence in, if our standards are lowered, then the standards for the entire world are lowered, because the world looks up to us and looks at us. As much as we have problems right now with our foreign policy, we cannot allow the standards of human decency and dignity to be lowered in this city. It will affect the entire world and the entire country. So what I suggest that people do anybody that can possibly come down here to please come down here. Go to our website, commongroundrelief.org. Please come down. You can email me personally, and that's bmicheldarby@gmail.com. That's bmicheldarby@gmail.com.
Let me just get that again. B as in boy,
yes,
Michael,
ma'am.
M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Darby, D-A-R-B-Y, at gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, if people can't come down there, now, I tried to click on the wish list area of the website, and I can't get it to come up. So I'm wondering, what is it that you all have as wish list? How do people send it down there, or should we just wait for the website to come up so that we can do it?
I would go to the website and do it through the website, but the address to send things to is 331 Atlantic Avenue, New Orleans, Louisiana. And it's, I believe it's, this is the part that catches me. I believe it's 77, I'm not sure the that's the catch. I'm not sure of the zip code, but
okay,
it's on
we
the
need
website.
To get that. We do need to get that. I'll check it out on the website then. Now, what kinds of things are you all in need of right now?
We need respirators. We need Tyvek suits, which are hazmat suits. Hazard suits. We need tools of all sorts. We need hammers. We need crowbars. We need small flat bars to pry sheetrock off of walls with. We need generators. We need water and food. We need medical professionals to come down and work in our free clinics to help these communities, because the U.S. government, the state of Louisiana, and the city government is not providing any services to the people that are returning. The most important thing we need is people to either come down, or we need people to call their newspapers and to call other talk shows, and so that this message can get out. And we need people to talk to just a few people in their life about what is happening here. It's very simple. You can Google my name. You can Google Common Ground Relief. And you can get a very clear picture of what's happening here. The mainstream media is letting us down. Please do a little bit of research into what is happening here, and please tell people about it. Because if we are resisting our rights as Americans and as human beings being taken away, and at the very least, if people do not vocally state their support, we are going to be in trouble.
Okay, let's get down to brass tacks here, because as far as Common Ground Relief goes, the website shows it's 1415 Franklin Ave.
You can send it to 1415 Franklin Avenue.
Okay.
It takes a little bit longer to go there, but that would be fine.
Well, I'd rather use the best address possible. And listeners, there is a huge, huge list of items that they of things that they need. I mean, everything from gauze pads to sharps boxes for needles to go into. They even have a whole area of herbal medicine needs. They need kava kava tincture. They need horehound tincture, ambrosia, black walnut tincture. All kinds of things are listed here that they need. Now, I know the Power Hour is going to be supporting you on this, but we know that everybody can do something, because there's enough items on this list here. Anybody can do something. A package of diapers, baby wipes, baby ointment. Of course, we'll be sending Miracle 2 down there. But fresh fruit and vegetables they need, rice, beans, canned tuna, water. But first of all, before we talk in terms of all of these items that you need, who is Common Ground Collective? I mean, who are these people?
We formed in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. I came here with a man named Scott Crow on the third day in a boat to get our friend Robert King Wilkerson and to help others. We were unable to get to King, my friend, we call Robert King Wilkerson, and we had to turn back and go back to Austin. And on the 10th day, we came back. We were here for 3 days, and we came back and we went to a man named Malik Rahim. We went to his house, and he's a community leader that's been here for all of his life, 50-some-odd years. We went to his home. He was in trouble. People in his community were coming to his house. They had no water, no food. The Red Cross, FEMA, let them down, left them to die. There were dead bodies around. It was awful. And we came, we brought aid, and we realized that this, whatever bureaucratic systems were going on with Red Cross and FEMA, it was not working. So we began to call other people to send aid to Malik's house and to bring aid down, to bring truckloads down. And those people begin to call people, and those people begin to call people. And the next thing you know, we had hundreds of people working together to make sure that these communities in New Orleans were getting aid and were being protected, you know, having witnesses to what the federal government was doing to them. That's a whole nother story when you talk about the breakdown in communications, the shutting off of the cell phone towers that the government did. I don't even know why they did that. We can go into that another time. But that's how we formed. Hundreds of people working together to try to meet the needs of these communities.
And if these people, if our Power Hour listeners send money down there, send items down there, they're going to go to some place somewhere that they can help them then, do something with this.
Definitely. We do not get paid. We live in poverty. We have medical service, basic medical service, because of our free clinics. We have food and water. Which is very basic. We have fuel. We need fuel. We need gas cars, things like that. But we have fuel for the cars we have. And we work all day long. At this point, we have hundreds of volunteers that come down. Right now we have 40 that are here. Usually we have several hundred that come down. We house them. We put them out on work crews, and they gut homes. And they get people back in their homes so that the government cannot take that land away, and so that elderly people are not living on the street. These people have nowhere else to go, and the government's provided nothing, no help whatsoever in the wake of this disaster. That is what we do. Myself, I usually spend a few hours a day in a home, gutting a home, and I spend the majority of my day, usually till 11 or 12 at night, meeting with people in different residence groups and different community councils, trying to encourage people and give them strategies and talk about strategies to actively challenge what the government is doing here. And that's what our daily lives are like.
Well,
and that's what your money goes to. It goes to health care, and it goes to education. There are no schools set up for 225,000 people. There are no schools. The only schools running on the opposite side of town, which is a wealthy community. The school, no money has been put whatsoever. No money whatsoever has been put into any of the schools down here. I beg Americans to please come and see what's happening here, and please research it, and please tell people, so that the people, the American citizens that are defending their property and their rights to be treated in a humane manner, are not left alone.
Well, I still want to add that I think there is something that everybody can do. They need pens, they need pencils, they need pots, they need pans, they need medicines of all kinds, they need bandages, they need, I mean, imagine you were starting out with nothing and you were trying to start a home. That's
furniture.
What they need. Yeah, furniture, towels, everything. But we need to make sure, though, that we've got a good address, and that's the only thing that's concerning me right now.
I have it. It's 7114.
77114?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's 331 Atlantic Ave, 331 Atlantic Ave, New Orleans, Louisiana, 77114. Now, who is this going to be going to?
That goes to the Common Ground Relief.
Common Ground Relief, okay.
And if you put "in care of Brandon Darby" on it, I'll make sure that it gets to the right project.
Okay, "in care of Brandon Darby," listeners. Now, I want everybody out there that's got kids, that you guys, you've got children, that you can teach them how to help and how to go and help people that you're never going to see. Now, this is the way to do it. So please find something in your home. Now, can they send money donations, or does that need to go to a different address?
They can send money donations. They can click on the website, which is commongroundrelief.org, and there's a donate button there. If they don't have money, even sending a letter of support is helpful, because we have been here for so long now, and it's just completely stressful and discouraging sometimes. So even a letter of support would be helpful at this point.
All right, listeners, there's the job for you all, and we've got to do this. That's what Scripture says that we're supposed to be doing, is helping the homeless and those that are in need of food and in need of clothing. Well, this is your chance. So we're all going to band together and Power Hour, mark yours as a Power Hour listener. On the outside of the box, put the contents. Now, that's what they want, is the contents on the outside listed. Is that correct, Brandon?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Ma'am.
Mark the contents on the outside of the box. Don't put money on there, obviously. But put the contents on the outside of the box, clothing, pots and pans, whatever, and then send it down there. And please, please support them. Again, the address is Common Ground Relief, 331 Atlantic Ave, New Orleans. 77114, care of Brandon Darby. Brandon, thank you for joining us today.
We will have
you back on real soon.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so very much. Listeners, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
During the last 50 years, hundreds of thousands of military personnel have been involved in human experimentation and other intentional exposures conducted by the Department of Defense, often without a service member's knowledge or consent. That is the opening statement of Senate Report 103-97. The Atomic Vets, White Coat Vets, Vietnam Vets, Gulf War Vets, and now Gulf War II Vets, all used as unwitting subjects and exposed to chemicals, biologicals, radiation, experimental vaccinations, psychedelic drugs, depleted uranium, and more, and then denied treatment. Beyond Treason exposes these horrendous experiments and demands accountability. Beyond Treason comes with a CD-ROM that contains thousands of pages of documents to prove that our own government has been involved in what can only be described as activity that goes beyond treason. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit beyondtreason.com. Only $19.95 plus shipping for the DVD and the CD-ROM. Call 877-817-9829 and order today. What you will see goes beyond treason.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please, order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
America, land of the free, right to life and liberty. Open your eyes and
welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley
and Dave Von Clyde.
And there he is joining us today. Real quickly, listeners, I want to reiterate, we've got to help out Brandon. He's given up his business in Austin, Texas. He is down there in the midst of all that muck and guck and mold, and he's doing it because he believes in the right of those people to have their homes. He's doing it to fight eminent domain. So please, if you can, send boxes of food, boxes of clothing, boxes of pots and pans, office supplies, whatever it is you can send. We're going to be sending some shortwave radios and a lot of products from the Power Hour. And on the outside of your box, mark what the contents are or put some kind of invoice. I mean, not invoice, but just a list of items in a plastic or on an envelope on the package. And mark that it's from the Power Hour. We want them to know that the Power Hour people care. And that's why you do business with the Power Hours, because we are going to be supporting these people. And I just want to thank our incredible producer, Marie Gunther, for getting Brandon on the phone for us. What a guy. He gave up his business. He's been giving up his family life to be down there because he said, we can't let it happen here. If we do, it'll happen everywhere. He's doing it for us. Please, listeners, please support the Common Ground Relief Project, 331 Atlantic Ave, New Orleans, 77114, care of Brandon, Brandon Darby, Darby. And Wanda, if you can put that up on the website, our incredible web mistress, Wanda, I would really appreciate that. Common Ground Relief, care of Brandon Darby, 331 Atlantic Ave, New Orleans, Louisiana, 77114. Dave, let me bring you on now, because have you been listening to Brandon Darby?
Off and on. I did hear some of it, and Brandon needs to be commended because he's taking the initiative and hopefully is setting an example for the rest of the listeners out there to understand how it is, how important it is to stand up and be recognized. Be the first one on your block. I mean, how many times have we said that on our program? Be the first one. Don't be afraid to, you know, to raise your hand in a crowd the first one to do it.
He is certainly doing it. Let me take these couple of calls here real quick. Chuck in New Mexico, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Okay. I've been listening to what has been said, and I have no doubt that most of what was told to you is accurate. I lived down there, and I know what he's talking about. The purpose of my call is, in 1997, in the spring, there was a meeting that was held in the old Military Language Institute out there near San Francisco called the Presidio.
Mm-hmm.
That meeting was hosted by Mikhail Gorbachev.
Right.
And in the nature of the meeting was the world population. Too big, too many people, not enough jobs, no way to feed them, and there's no way in the world that you're going to give everybody a job.
Right. Now, Chuck, a lot of people are aware of that. We're aware of that. Is there some other point you want to make, because we're running out of time?
Yes, I understand that. The things that you're hearing today are simply the manifestations out of that meeting. Call out the population. Those people down there in New Orleans are expendable.
You know, Joyce, I got to jump in because you and I have talked about the U.S. Army War College document, Revolution Military Affairs, where they discuss openly the easing of demographic pressures.
Mm-hmm.
This falls right into it.
It sure does. Hey, thank you very much, Chuck, for the phone call. I appreciate that. Don't have time to get to Bill in New Jersey, and I am sorry about that. Dave, this is we've got to have some action items here. We've got to get people moving on this, because this is a subject, listeners, that we can do something about. We can help Brandon Darby. And by the way, tomorrow on the Power Hour program, we're going to have retired Major McDonald, who's going to be back again, to tell us about what's going on in the breaking of the ranks with the suicides and homicides in the military. Dave, you want to take it from here?
Absolutely. Folks, we've talked about the movie Network. We've talked about Howard Beale screaming, you know, we're mad as hell and won't stop anymore. That's why we ask you to stand up. That's why we ask you to stretch those legs. Take a deep breath and scream, we will not stop. God bless you all.
We'll see you tomorrow. Have a blessed day. Get busy.